more at Cheek and STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And we'll get his assessment of Michelle Fiore. Michelle Fiore, somebody that knows where all the bones are buried. And as she said, it ain't my first rodeo. And ain't that the truth? Stay with us. Scott Hammond will comment on the entry of Michelle Fiore into the race and also what's going on with our supply chain. This is going to impact everybody, including families. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Good news! It's insurance season. Open enrollment is here. Bad news? COVID is expected to push your rates higher. Pro Insurance has your solution to save your family thousands of dollars annually on your health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services. Small business owners, call Pro Insurance now. With COVID rules taking effect, you need to help your employees and your family save thousands. Call 702-280-6240. That's 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance. That's PROWEinsurance.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Keith Peters. A gang that kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group in Haiti demanded $1 million of ransom per person, although authorities were not clear whether that amount included the five children being held. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she can't get into the details, but the government is trying to help get the missionaries kidnapped in Haiti back to safety.
The FBI is a part of a coordinated U.S. government effort to get the U.S. citizens involved to safety. Also that the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince is coordinating with local authorities and providing assistance to the families to resolve the situation.
In the meantime, Psaki says American travelers have been advised not to go to Haiti, where the threat of kidnapping remains high. A plurality of American voters led by independents and Republicans believe President Biden and Dr. Fauci don't want COVID-19 restrictions and mandates to end even as the pandemic wanes. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
47% of American voters believe President Biden and government health officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci don't want the COVID-19 restrictions and mandates to decrease as the actual threat diminishes. 36.9% believe they do. 69.2% of Republicans believe President Biden and Dr. Fauci don't want the restrictions and mandates to decrease. 14.4% believe they do. 51.2% of independent voters believe the President and Dr. Fauci don't want the restrictions and mandates to decrease. 33.6% believe that they do. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court declined to block a vaccine requirement for Maine health care workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing it October 29th. Workers who don't comply risk losing their jobs. It was the first time the Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 198 points.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I even found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. Don't wait. Workplace open enrollment is here. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-659-8080. That's 1-800-659-8080. 1-800-659-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
North Korea has fired a suspected submarine-launched ballistic missile.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. Powered by DeCaster Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Road rage is being blamed for yesterday morning shutdown of the eastbound 215 near McCarran Airport. Police say gunshots were fired as two cars were driving side by side on eastbound 215, killing the driver in one car and leaving his female passenger critically wounded. Police are still looking for that other vehicle. If you have any information, you can call Crime Stoppers at 702-385-5555. You can remain anonymous. Anticipating a busy holiday shopping season, Amazon is hiring nearly 7,000 seasonal workers in Nevada. The online retail giant is expecting to hire some 5,800 of those workers here in Las Vegas. The company is already accepting online applications for stockers, pickers, shippers, and quality control positions, all of which could lead to part-time or even full-time jobs after the holiday shopping season. Amazon is planning to hire some 150,000 seasonal workers in the country. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate is down 0.2% to 6.7%, trending in the right direction.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, you're bumper-to-bumper into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl right now. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. You're slow all the way past Valley View there on 95 south. And that bridge reconstruction work ahead of that is causing those delays. 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon, don't forget, we are moving noon to 3 beginning Monday, November 1st. I'm so excited. And when you find out who's going to be sitting in this chair from 3 until 6, you will not believe it. It is so good. I want to check in with a guy who's going to make the move with us to noon to 3. And I'm so glad he is. He is Scott Hammond. He is State Senator, Nevada District 18. And he joins us. Scott, how you been?
Great. Yeah, I'm excited about your new time slot, Kevin. I think it'll be great to talk to people right there at the noon hour and all the way up to 3 o'clock. So, yeah, I'll be anxious to join you on that, but I can't wait to hear the other big news, who's going to be sitting in the seat there at 3 o'clock.
You'll just have to wait. You'll just have to wait. Hey, can I ask a question? Did you feel the earth move earlier this afternoon? I did. It was like an earthquake, and it turned out it was Michelle Fiore running for governor. What do you make of that?
No, I did. I felt the earth just like you did. Here's what I'll say about Michelle. Like, I served with her. She was in the Assembly. I was in the Senate. She now serves as my city councilwoman in my district. She works hard. I mean, there's no doubt about that, and she certainly gives her all to every project she dives in on. So those guys who are in the race already have got to be aware of the fact that she's going to be a presence, and she's going to work hard. And that's about all I can say right now.
Well, let me just ask you, though. There were 8 men in the field in the Republican primary, and I've remarked, I think, to you and to a lot of other people, both on air and off air, that I found it rather odd that there would be 8 men and 0 women. Are you glad to have a woman in the field at least?
Well, it's good. Yeah, it's good for the Republican Party to field somebody in that space. But when you get past the gender issue, then you have to look at the politics, the way it sits. And I think that the group that she's going to be courting, I think that she's kind of going after the same constituency that Joey Gilbert seemed to be doing really well in as well. So, I don't think Mr. Gilbert's probably the happiest person today.
What do you make of her chances of winning? I mean, in a 9-person field, it's going to get a little crowded, and the good old boys, are they going to play nice in the sandbox with Michelle?
Like I said, she's a fierce competitor. She goes out there and she works really hard, and so I don't think they're going to give her anything because they know this. I mean, it's not like this is a hidden commodity. She goes out there every time she's in an election. She works hard. And she knocks a lot of doors. She talks to a lot of people. She gets attention. She's not shy. She's not a wallflower. I think that they're going to take her seriously.
The FBI investigation into her campaign finance stuff, is that going to hurt her? Is that an issue that resonates with voters? Do they really care?
I couldn't speak to that right now. I don't know how far along any kind of investigation really is. So, like I said, I think that it was definitely the earth shook today. Her announcement was probably the last thing people thought they were going to hear today, but that's about all I can say about it.
Is there anybody else out there that's hanging fire? I mean, we've been talking about Mark Amaday. He promised that by the end of the month, the end of October, that he would have some announcement as to what his political future is. Do you think he'll jump into this thing?
He's about the only other person I would imagine that might jump in with the crowded field right now. I have no idea. I just don't talk to him enough to know where he's at. This one shocked me. I don't know. Ever since 10 years ago, there's a lot of things that have happened that I'm no longer surprised by things, in politics anymore. 2016 was certainly a different year as well. You just never know nowadays. I just never know where anybody's going to go.
Well, the question is always, can somebody like Michelle Fiore or anybody for that matter actually raise enough money? I mean, these, you know this. You're in politics. It's expensive stuff. You notice that Sam Brown just announced that he's raised $1 million. Adam Laxalt, $1.3 million. And we're just in the starting gates of this race, this primary race. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the Senate race? That's going to be an expensive piece of real estate.
Well, it's going to be a lot more expensive than the $1 million and the $1.3 million that both gentlemen have raised so far. It is definitely going to be much higher than that. But, you know, that race is particularly interesting to me because you have somebody who's never been in politics and you have somebody who's held elected office, ran for the highest office in this state, and they're both squaring off. But, you know, you can't really, I don't think you can really clearly pick a front runner right now, because really whenever you run for the Senate, any kind of federal race, you've got two campaigns going on at the same time. You have your D.C. campaign. You know, you have to go out there and you have to court and impress the Senate or House committee, campaign committees. You know, you have to meet with these D.C. folks. You know, try and drum up support there. Then you have your actual campaign here in your state. You know, people have got to go out and vote for you. You just can't get the support over there in D.C. or somewhere else. You've got to get people here in the state of Nevada to vote for you. Well, Adam has done a great job with his D.C. campaign. They're all on board with what he's doing, the messaging he's giving them. He's gotten all their money and endorsements. But here in Nevada, it's a little different, isn't it? I think he still has a lot of Republicans he needs to convince that he's the right person for this job and that he's going to be able to beat Senator Cortez Masto. So that's a big lift for anybody, but especially for him. There's still a lot of folks disappointed about how he ran his gubernatorial race. I know you and I have talked about this, documented, and there are concerns that he just might not be ready for prime time yet. So I'm not endorsing in this race right now, but I do think this is a race to keep a close, very close eye on, because I think it really is up in the air, and it should be. Adams shouldn't be handed this race on a platter. He should have to work for it just like any other candidate would, and just like Sam Brown is doing right now.
I want to ask you about Catherine Cortez Masto bringing in the vice president yesterday. What does that tell you? To me, that tells me that the Democrats must be concerned about this race because they're bringing in the big guns like the vice president.
Yeah, ever since 2014, I told you there's a lot that happened in 2016, but I think you have to go back to 2014 where we had that big red wave. I don't think the electorate, I know that some people would like to put Nevada more in the blue campaign or the blue spot, perhaps, and take it out of the purple status that it's been in, but I don't think you can do that. I think that, you know, during this last 10 years, you've seen it go right, left, right. It just depends on how the electorate is. And right now, I don't think that you can, if I were Senator Cortez Masto, I'm not taking anything for granted. I know she's got a huge war chest. It does take a lot of money. But I don't think that she's going to be sitting comfortable until she knows where everything is kind of leaning. And it could be another red wave. We could be seeing another 2014, or it could be a small red wave. It certainly is already more difficult during the interim, you know, during the campaigns in between presidential campaigns. Midterm elections are difficult on the prevailing party right now, and so she can't take anything for granted.
I want to ask you about, and this is kind of keeping with the Adam Laxalt theme, he had to testify at that Lev Parnas trial. Does that hurt his chances in either the primary or once they get to the general election?
I mean, it could, but, you know, right now a lot of people don't pay attention to this. This is really inside baseball, so you don't have a lot of, I don't think you have a lot of people really paying attention or sticking their nose into this right now. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to an election, when Senator Cortez Masto is, let's say she's in a general election against Adam Laxalt, you can bet she's going to put a majority of her resources towards making sure people know about this, and then making this, she has a, you know, people have a habit of trying to have their money make stuff like this stick, which is, I think, it would absolutely hobble him if she were to attack him day in and day out on this.
Give me a status report on where we are with the Clark County Republican Party. I know we just had the state party elections in Winnemucca over the weekend, but give us your sense of where we are now with the new administration. And, I mean, is all the consternation, all the infighting, is it over?
Oh, I don't think it's over. What we saw was over the weekend up there, and I think it was Winnemucca, you saw Michael McDonald earn another a bid as the Republican state chair. And he did that by announcing that his friend Jesse Law is the new chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And then they sat those delegates that were loyal to him in the session, and then he removed those who were not loyal to him and loyal to Senator Buck. And so we saw him win. I don't think that this is over yet, but, you know, I don't think that Buck is leading that right now. And it's unfortunate. In my mind, it's kind of unfortunate because, you know, McDonald's been there, gosh, I want to say around 2013-14 is when he took over as the state party chair. And around 14, I told you there was that red wave. And right after that election, we had Republicans were able to garner and have control of all of the executive offices. We had the majority in the Senate, and we had the majority in the Assembly. But since then, we have, you know, we've lost all those things. I'm not saying it's Mike McDonald's fault at all. It takes everybody and everybody's effort to win these things. But certainly we've seen, you know, slide after slide after slide, and it's always nice to be able to say, okay, let's do a we'll restart. Let's refresh that and try something else. We didn't get that over the weekend.
His sixth term as chairman, and I guess the question is, he has the ties with Donald J. Trump, the former president. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing, having access to Trump like that?
Well, again, it depends on whether or not we can win. It's all, you know, most of us, we just want to win. And if that helps us win in the States, I guess it's a good thing. But like I said, he went through the last election, and we still didn't get the gains that we really needed. We got a gain in the state Senate. We did get Kerry Buck elected, and we had a couple, I think three elections, three seats that we gained in the Assembly, which was nice. But we failed to get the president reelected and a couple other things. So, again, I think that at some point somebody's got to say, where does the buck stop? And that's why I always think it's always nice to have some new blood come in.
Do you get a sense, and I know you've been very active in recruiting candidates and vetting candidates, looking at what you're looking at now with the field and the political, you know, the political stuff that's going on now, do you view this as an opportunity? You talked about the possibility of a red wave, but as you look at the candidates, you look at the open positions, what do you think? Is it possible we could have another red wave?
Oh, I think it's possible. I you know, again, you have to look at the approval rating that President Biden is not enjoying. You got to look at the mistakes that Sisolak has committed over the last 4 years. You got to look at, I think they, again, the economy. I mean, when I was in college and we were always talking, I took political science classes, and everything that we always talked about was it's about the economy. This is no different, right? We still have large unemployment. We have a very slow economy. We got 100-plus ships off the coast of California waiting to dock and bring merchandise into our country. We got a lot of problems that need to be solved, and I think that this is going to be a referendum on that. I think that if that, let's say the election were today, and we're deciding whether or not Biden and everybody associated with Biden needed another chance, I think that there would be a red wave. I think that there would definitely be a chance for Republicans to pick up a lot of seats. And right now we've got some candidates that are ready to announce. We're just waiting for the district lines to be decided. And that may take a while. We may not be up in Carson City until probably the second or third week of this November.
My question is, how do candidates make that assessment? I mean, would they do it without the redistricting?
Some of them have. Some of them have announced that they're going to be running, but they truly don't know for sure if they're going to be living in the district until after those district lines are done.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is going to be fascinating to look at all the stuff that is going on out there politically. Is there a correlation? I'm just curious, and you've been through this a bunch of times. Is there a correlation to what happens nationally versus what happens locally?
I would say that, you know, 20 years ago, no. You know, I don't think there's always a correlation, but I think that there's more and more correlation. But I think that for the most part, Nevadans, they try to choose leaders that are going to help Nevada, so they keep that local. And that's why, going back to that race I was talking about with Adam Laxalt, Sam Brown, Sam Brown's doing a great job here in the state of Nevada letting the voters know why they should vote for him. And that's where Adam Laxalt's got to pick up the pace. He's got to court the voters here. He's got to go out there and shake those hands, talk to these voters. And he's got to do a lot better job than he did 4 years ago when he was running for governor.
Let me ask you, we always talk about the teletown halls. What's going on there? What's happening with the teletown halls? Will we be seeing one coming up in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to see another one. It's going to happen, I believe, the 20, next Tuesday. We're going to have another Teletown Hall. We're going to have a guest on there. We'll be talking about mental health. So we're gearing up to have a couple more of those pretty soon, right after that. Although we are getting into the holiday season, before you know it, we're going to all be out there buying what little gifts we can find if we can't get all those ships to dock in Long Beach.
And by the way, because I want to delve into that just for a second, this notion, and Paul Enos from Nevada Trucking Association had an interesting take. He said, you know, it's possible we may just have to learn, you know, for 1 year to live without the big monster Christmas gifts, and that might be good for our society. You agree?
I don't see a downside there. You're absolutely right. Our kids, look, I don't want anybody calling me up and calling me a Grinch, but we typically will tell them, hey, tell us the three things you really, really want. Sometimes it's not a big monster gift. My kids don't always ask for a lot. And then the rest of it is we just spend time together. You know, that's the whole idea, is to go up and, you know, see family, spend time together. So, yeah, well, we may have to, and it's not a bad thing.
If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
My website, hammond4fornevada.com. And then, of course, you can get me on my Twitter feed, which is hammond4, and that's the number 4, I believe. Anytime you can, it's Hammond, I always forget this one, hammond4nevada. I'm sorry, at hammond4nevada is the Twitter feed. And, of course, you can always get a hold of me, 702-523-9055.
It's the easy way. It's the easy way. Just pick up the phone. Hey, it's always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, you take care, and have a great week.
There you go. He'll be moving with us noon to 3, beginning Monday, November 1st. Yeah, that's Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less.